Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840.
It's one of the most exciting new hard red winter wheat varieties. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. OSU teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments. Double Stop CL Plus raises the bar for all varieties, not just Clearfield varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, live and feeder cattle futures should open on a mixed basis thanks to follow-through selling on one hand and short covering on the other. Hog contracts also seem geared to initially trade on both sides of unchanged as players cautiously consider early summer fundamentals. Now, Friday's cash cattle trade was light to moderate affair at best, with the best volume surfacing in parts of the north. As far as price was concerned, sales in the south generally steady at $128. However, the late wheat market in the north was more of a moving target. Now, as we move into mid-June, it appears that the cash hog market has a firm toner than summer futures. To be sure, board premiums are still substantial, but spot June lean expires on Tuesday, causing some to wonder if new spot July is set to be too rich or not rich enough. Look for opening cash bids Monday to be steady to 50 cents lower. Now, as far as our grains are concerned, a big wheat crop in USDA's monthly report sent markets sharply lower on Friday, with Kansas City's hard red winter wheat market down more than 3% for the day. Chicago's soft red winter wheat down just 2.9% as harvest was beginning. Corn finished a little lower and soybeans were higher. Now, wheat closed lower for the second day following Wednesday's big crop numbers. Also, harvest is underway and forecasts favor beneficial hot, dry weather in the plains next week. Traders have been exiting July ahead of delivery, many of whom may be moving their stakes to deferred months. Corn futures finished lower for the day on Friday in active trading, but higher for the fifth straight week, helped by prospects of improved exports. Also, weekly export sales on Thursday were better than expected. Weather is favorable for corn, with rain this weekend and the current hot spell expected to fade to normal temperatures after the weekend. Soybeans closed higher, supported by the report's lower ending stocks and higher exports, but also by a spate of export business this week. We'll check your futures right after this.
It's coming June 15th and 16th. We're talking about the Corn Buck Classic from Superior Livestock Auction. Broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 77,000 head to be offered, 16,000 yearling steers, 8,000 yearling heifers, 13,000 wean calves, and 33,000 calves on cows. For more information, give them a call at Superior Livestock, 800-422-2117, or visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, on the close, the live cattle futures for June down 75 cents, 122.45. August down $1.50 at 117.35. August feeder cattle down 175 at 145.55. And September was down 135 at 144.12. July hogs down 32 at 85.70. And the hogs were up 15 at the close on Friday, 86.62. Now the grains at the close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. July was down 15 and 3/4 at 468 and a half. And the September was down about 15 and a half at 485 and a half. July wheat was down 15 and a quarter at 495. September was down 15 cents at 506 and a half. July corn down 3 and a half, 423. September down 3 cents at 427 and a half. July soybeans were up 2 and a quarter cents to close on Friday, 1178 and a quarter. And the soybeans were up 5 and 3 quarters at 1177 and 3 quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.